Another sugya of Pasakum. We get to Pasakum, they got three different questions, and then you know the whole sugya. First, by the Pasakum, what's the word Pas? Second, what's the Akum? And third, what's Pas Palter? That's Bekitsa, the halacha, you do have to know. They get to Akum, we discussed really last time, what's a mummer? That's a real way to get to Askothus. And there seem to be different halachas of what to go do. They get to the sugya of Pas Palter. That's what holding my sugya of Sif Beis. So first, you have to start off with the Beskei Tshuva himself brings down that can you be summed up on the concept of a Pas Palter. So it says in those days already that the ovens were used with other things and people in Paltrim cooked other cases. Therefore, in his days, you cannot be summed up on Pas Palter, not inside the sugya of Pasakum, inside Kashrus. Poshu Kashrus. Therefore, every Sefer B'Zmanazer starts over the same concept. And people do not realize there's a fallacy out there that have been asked numerous times over the years. Like, go to this country, that country, go buy the Pas Palter. The lochas, you can't. Now we tell our sugyo, but we tell the sugyo of kashrus. That means today, in the ingredients inside bread, they put in different oils and spices and different things, different ingredients inside. And all these things do need hashgacha. That means you think oil is no big deal. Kevlar, betrayf, kamamik, betrayf, things inside. Therefore, today, the assumption that there is bread, that's just flour and water, someone told me maybe in France, there's one place specifically that does it. Otherwise, that assumption is not valid anymore, and you have a baya, you have to have ashkoch upon to the sugya of kashrus. Now, if you have the sugya of kashrus you took care of, then you lead to the sugya of paspalto, you have a heter, which is made by a baker's bread, and not by a balabayas. But that's like dumb, that you have to know that there is no heter unless you have ashkoch to it. No. And even Yisrael who sells as non-amonis, unless he's a mochzik.
Because that
we assume there's non-kosher ingredients unless known otherwise. And therefore he's not nemon. And the only time that our nemon to get about Masir Fitumoy, they say every guy knows exactly what we're trying to ask from them. It's very hard to get Masir Fitumoy practically, if it even works by case of derisis, which is Yesh Lotum.
What?
First of all, who said Yesh Lotum Masir Fitumoy works? And second of all, they say it's come out on track to happen that way. Now, fine. That's the first idea. The Kavachim discussed the way they get even the water, he says you put inside the bread, the water has bugs inside. So you have Vayam, it's had even if it's flour and water, you have Vayam, it's had the your bugs. So fine. So you have to know this in Yonim. That means Rav Reisman, he's always sure about it. He says his father, when he came from Europe to America, he figured, you know, on the boat, what can he eat? He said that it would be bread and water. So he said he was working on the boat inside, making the bread over there, and they saw they put lard inside. Lard. So lard is a chazer, fat, from a chazer. Chazer schmaltz. So you couldn't eat the bread, and today you can't have the water. So finally, the mamish, nothing you can have, not bread, not water. The mamish, nothing today, you need ashkoch and everything. When they get to the Asugah Paspalter, so the makor for this is a klor gemara daflam heim beis. That means you have to realize there are three types of bread. There's pas yisrael, there's pas palter, which is a baker's bread, and it can be a pas of a balabayis, which he makes for himself. The makor for this Indian gemara daflam heim beis. The gemara brings down that the pas they thought to be matrit. That means gemara first off saying the pas lohu to bezin b'chal the one those who were shari. Who? So gemara first starts off with Rav Dimi and Rav Yosi, a maisi with Rebbe. That either Rebbe was in the Sado, or Rebbe was in the case where there was Pas Palter, and he wanted to be Maturit. Now the question, what came out? The Gemara says, Betzvi was not Maturit. It was a mistake by the Amoin Am. That means the first two Mandi Om in the Gemara is a mistake by the Amoin Am. There is no Heter Pas Palter. There's no Heter Besado. The Gemara is Mamshik with two other Mandi Omim, Rebbe Chalbo and Rebbe Yechnon. Rebbe Chalbo comes along and says, well, there's no Pas Yisrael, then you have Heter Pas Palter of an Akum. That means B'shas et Chak, a second man, the Yomaz Rabbi Yechnon, he comes along and says, you have a heter in Sodis. In the fields. Oh, that's going to be a question. In Sodis. Now, the Svar understood. The whole reason why we're asking Al Mishum Chasnas, Mishum B'Neisayim, Al Kirvdas, they point out, Mokhmet Chak, or Besoda, or a baker, there's no end of Kirvdas. It's something you made to consult to everybody, and therefore the lumdus behind the Issa does not apply. That means you read the Gemara, it sounds like it's a Machlaikis. If there's a loy plug in the asa across the board, the first two mani yomim, well, no, we're going to have certain aterim pas palter or a case of a soda. But either Shalom Gdana Yushalmi, The Shami says we had to specifically by pas, even though Chazal maybe was goyza, but not chay nefesh. Alechem yichi odom. Therefore, even though it could have been one of the gzeiros, we matas lechem yichi odom chay nefesh. Now, what comes out from the sugya? Just to speak out, I think there's seven different halachim among the Rishonim had a paskim from the sugya. That means the Ran has different ways to understand it. The different options what to come out, and the lomnus really is: was Chazal goyzer? If we were, how far were they goyzer? Is the Ein Tzibur Yochel lamed upon it? How much does Bezim matter? And again, they bring down the Yibavli, the Yishami, how to understand the sugya in the Reid Shaboy. What comes out that the Tzav and the Rishonim are getting, I think, in the seven halachim. One is the Rebbeinu Gershom, brought down by Rashi in Sefer Oro, and the Ramah, brought down by the Ritva, there's no heter. The Gemara starts off, because Svurim, they thought away, and there's no heter. Not Paspalter, not Besoto, there's no heter. There's no heter. I mean, Loch Lameister, they come along and say, there's no heter of getting Pasmagoy. Outside of Sheni, the way how the Ramam, the Fili Gersus that we have in front of us, the Beis Esif, and the Piskei Rit is very clear that way also, that if came along, we have a Yechon and a Chalboy. One says Besodo, or one says B'shas L'chak Pas Palter. When you have both of them, L'chumro, that means if Yechon is building on upon the deer of Chalboy, then it'll be Mekel. That means the second mouth among the Rishonim is Pas Palter, Besodo, both together, then it'll be Mekel. Missing one or the other. But back to Chazal Gzeir over here. A third option over here. In the way out of the Riff and the Rashba go. No, the Gemara says only there's no Pas Yisrael, meaning Pas Palter, B'shas L'chak. Yeah, this means B'shas L'chak, this Malach. The Rambam is very clear. B'shas L'chak will have this Heter together with Soto.
What is B'shas L'chak as
opposed to the ear? It's
B'shas L'chak.
Don't eat it. Eat all foods. Don't eat bread.
What does that mean? There's also no other food.
There's no... No, means no. Means no. In most cases, chak means there's no pas yisrael. That means the fruits and vegetables, the meat and eggs, and everything else.
There is
not even sada in here. No, sada is that we need that also. That means the ear there will not be a heter b'shas chak. There's no heter. I go eat other fruits. B'sada means when it's ayin. The word orchas chayim put on the beisayisip. When it's 70 amas outside the city, it means you have to go to the city. Plus 70 amas, that's besoda. Besoda is not as mokum arai, a kori, and therefore no kir of das, and therefore we makel. A third sheet among the Yushanim sounds like the paskin straight of chelboy. If it's a case of pas palter, whether it's beir or besoda, the mice will be makel. That's the riff, that's the rajbo. At Saturday, come along the way of the ritfo, he comes along and he says, now we have a chelboy, and we have yechon, and either one will cool up. That means either the case besoda, even not betchak, or the case be'ir mokmetchak, then we make it in the case of paspalter, one or the other. A fifth malach, the way the Rokam long says, the way Ahim stands the sugyo, is that when mokmetchak, even paspalter bais is mutter. That's b'loch and simches. That means he's understanding what we have the Yishalmi will be, the Chai Nefesh, the Lechem Yichi Odom, even paspalter bais will be makel. A seventh malach, look at the Rav Mishnayis. He comes along and he wants to say all passes mutter, even a pass balabayas. However, and he says that even a pass, pass palt is always mutter and not balabayas. Pass palt is always mutter, even not betchak, but not pass balabayas, not like the rule. Yeah, a seventh malach, this is you read Taisvis, you read the Mordechai, as the Shach explains.
It's always mutter, meaning even if you have passes, so mutter.
Yeah, yeah. The seventh malach, you read Taisvis, the Azur and the Shubhas Adesh, and the way the Mordechai, as the Shach explains. Everything's motor, across the board. Whether ear, besada, tchak, not tchak, won't make a difference. The maisa, once they were accurate, it was undone, the maisa, everything is motor. Across the board. I mean, among the Rishonim, again, you can read the sugya numerous ways, but the seven mahal from Allah, the maisa among the Rishonim.
There's still not yet to make we'll get
to that later on. We'll get some tests. How to apply that. That means, but twice the maisa is motor. He's not mechalik. If Tosfos comes along and says that seems to be the minik, and he does not say davka pas nachtoim, he says everything. Tosfos matches everything.
Even
so we'll get to siftes how to apply it in. That's going to be next chapter.
He does say that there
are nizarim. Are those? Yes. He said aloch is motor. Are those are the mice is motor, and the Mordechai and the Shach explains Mordechai holds that way, and the Shubas Desh and the Azrua says that way. Fine, that those mice holds mice is motor. Aloha Maisa Maisa Kapaskin in this question. So the Mechaber starts off the words Yesh Mekaymis, are those places. L'maisa wami matir w'mokim shas d'chak. That means he's not Mechaber between the Ira b'sada. And it brings down the way how the Rif and the Rashba, and someone say maybe that's the Rambam, according to Ram, that the loch is when it's b'shas d'chak pas pal t'l'maisa's motor. So Yesh Mekaymis is something about this thing over here. Atzal HaShedni, come along the Ramon, the Ramon says, Yesh, I mean, not the way in every case, the Maisa's motor. By case of a paspalter. That means, first, again, a paspalter, how do we paskin? Sound like the two main sheets of Loch Lamaisa. We have the Mechaber versus the Ramon. Mechaber be'ikir wants to be making paspalter only b'mokha b'tchak. That means paskin like a v'chalboy. Come along the Ramon says, even not b'tchak, like Taishas, the Maisa be motor, like Mordechai, the Maisa be motor.
How
b'tchak, it's fine what chak means, obviously. Very good question. Now, how? Yes. We'll get a passport by since Tivches. We're not on Sipay's focusing on. The way the Shach says he means Mordechai. But actually, in my situation, right now we're focusing on
passport. He says that it's Mordechai.
I don't know. Depends on the year. One of who writes the parentheses? L'chor is not the Ramah. The Mordechai says, the Shach says, that's the Mordechai. So, we have two main sheets over here. Either, again, so we do have a head to pass palter. Akam, there are those who bring down, that those in Israel, like Chesed says, the Rizal says, there's no head to pass palter. Mokhamet Chak, there are those who are Machmer across the board. Even Mokhamet Chak, the Rizal. However, L'chor, we have two sheets over here. We have the Mechaber Shito, which says, the Maisa, we're Machmer pass palter, less than Mokhamet Chak. We have the Mol Maisa Mekel across the board. Halacha had to go follow. The Mol is Bloshi Yesh Oimim. A little bit of Avucha had to understand Ramon. He says Bloshi Yesh Oimim. It sounds like to me Mekel. Lavush went this way. However, the Oilam saw the Shach come along and says, it's true, the Ramon Torah's Chata says, Kfar Nishpasha Minikri Mekel in all cases. However, the Shach ends off Yesh Lezor, like the Mechaber. The Shach ends off that we do not have a Heta Pafalta unless the Mokhmet Chak. And if you look upon all the Swarm over here, said that those are Zohar. Are those. I mean, Zohar Yechidim. The way that the Shach comes out, to be Machmer, like Mechaber. And look among the Svarim, whether it's Knesset Gdolo, or the Birchodosh, or the Menachas Yaakov, or the Beislach Miuda, Sam Sefer, or Choshulchon, they come along and say, we are Choshish for the Mechaber Shito, and there is no Heter Paspalta less than Mokum and Chak. The way the Chochmas Odom is down, is that every Baal Nefesh should be Roy, to be Zohar, and only have a Heter Paspalta or Mokum and Chak, otherwise we are Machmer. No, there's no Sa'a Sheni. There is no Sa'a Sheni. The Ramad Losh Yesh Oimrim, and there's a Mavucha exactly always on the Sunday moment, some Losh Yesh Oimrim. He says that those say this way. It's true in that Kemoshe says, Kvan Nishmash is a meaning, but Mais the Swarm saying the Shach says, Yesh Lazar, to be very careful, Mitzav Elocho, not to have the heter of Paspalta, less than Mokum Adchak. That's what, if you went Shach, what to go to? Don't eat past falter.
No, that's
a mitzvah. It's the same. Unless it's shas at chak. We'll get to it. We'll have to find that. We'll get to it. First, I'll lock and then we'll define everything. That means the starting point of here is we are machmelis past falter. Therefore, you can ask how we eat Stelador cookies, how do we eat Oreos, how do we eat Entenmann's. How do we eat Cheerios? These are cases we'll have to define now what's b'shas al chak. That means we. Oh, well, we'll get to that. Sif, hey. That means Allah l'mais, be clear. We are machma like the Mechaber. We are machma like the Mechaber. Now, it's true over here also that we're machma. What about the case of Besoto? It's a little bit missing over here. What's the law of Besoto? So, l'chak is beyond what's a taino that look at the Ramban, and they're on the run. That still there's more of a reason to be mekel in the case of a paspalter, more of a tzati mekel. Therefore, still means when you're out of the city, whether you're traveling with derech,
even though it is technically a city, but it's...
No, you have the spit stops, so you mail from city to city. When you stop off and you only have paspalter. What is that? I think it's inside the city. Most airports are inside the city. Right, they left it out. So the Chalitza B'Yom wants a Taino, in this case, especially you hold like the Bnei Ashkenaz, Maisim Mova Svarti Mekel and Sotel, and if you want Taino Basotel, you can also be Mekel. That means you either have a head of a Shadchak Bas Palter, or not a Shadchak in case of a Sotel. Now the question really, what's bothering everybody, how is the Eidim seem to be Mekel? And really the question is, what's Nichol to get a Shadchak?
What if you have your own bread, right?
Well, we'll get to these things. That means the question is what to find b'shas and chak. That means, if let's say there was pasi soil and was finished, the lochan sifdal, that's nechal get b'shas and chak. What about the case where it's better? Yonam bin acher, that'd be a lochan sif. Hey, what's that called? What's the definition? What's the cost? It has a better taste. Let's say it's cheaper. These things again, we'll have to get to the sif. Hey, but I mean, we have a halacha of machmer. We have to define what that means. Now, let's say lita evil katoto, a fight among two people over here. Let be lochan sif tazvav, is that nechal get of a shas and chak? They'll get sif tazvav. You see, the mechab brings down this halacha. That means we are machmer, but there'll be klolam that's nechal in the mokum, just like when there's no pasi soil around. What to find? Not consider pasi soil. What nechal get a mokum at chak? The case that I heard over here discussed, let's say the government, the marshal, gives you food to go eat. You don't eat it, of course, to have some hezek. So, of course, it's nechal get a shas and chak.
What the hezek? What's
the
hezek?
Let's say the marshal.
Financially, or hezek as in, meaning, is it, well, you're talking about wick, or you're talking about.
Not wick, we'll get to wick. Another case they say, let's say a. What is nechal with no pas palter of a yisrael? Let's say there is the baal bais, your neighbors have pas yisrael, but the stores don't have pas yisrael. That means, let's say, Motzei Pesach, stores didn't open up yet, but your neighbors have, when they sold it after Pesach, nice, they have bread. Can you have to go get it from them? So come on the Piskei Riaz, the Me'iri, they say, no, the word of Dafka in the Gemara is Be'i Meduyak, a case where there's a past palter of Yisrael. There's no past palter of Yisrael, like all the Yisraelim have, there's no Chiv Nichol get him at Mokam Adchak. And that's the word of Chalitz Pinyom, the Stima Shulchan Aruch is that way. Mokam Adchak means there has to be a past palter of Yisrael, not past Yisrael per se. Another case of Mokam Adchak is, let's say, there are a lot of bread of pas yisrael, but if all yidden will buy pas yisrael, will not be enough bread. That means kamal lebnei svard, and they have a kashu. Then my shalef from mikra didn't pass like the mechaber. Yet says a knesset gdoila brought down the zechet tzedek kavachayim. The minig was not the way, but the bnei svard themselves. They the meister they bought pas part of the guys. How did they go do that? So says a knesset gdoila. You know why? Because it was not enough. Everyone bought, there wouldn't be enough. Agam right now that's in the store that is Pas Yisrael, but if everyone would have bought, then that would have been enough. That's Nichol get a Mokum Chak, and if there is no Pas Yisrael around. I had to over here, that's Nichol, that's not enough. Ke'inza, if you want, let them discuss this by Tchelis, that why in the world is everyone wearing Tchelis, because the Medrash says Nignaz, i.e. the Maestro, some people won't say we found it. So they point out, if you ask them, they agree, there's not enough Tchelis around for Klal Yisrael. That's Pashut. The amount they even they sell right now, the price they're paying right now, is the Yechidim buy it. If anyone starts buying it, there's not enough, and the price will go up to, from Chaim that's wearing it, will be $1 million for a low amount. They say, fine, it's partial, it won't be enough. Therefore, they're going to get a Nignaz. If it's not around, there's no option around it. The Kleisop cannot have it. Another case, Pshat Chak, they discussed, let's say it is around, except for health reasons, you cannot eat this specific bread, you can only eat a specific type of bread for health reasons. Again, come along this farm and say, that's Nechadim, Pshat Chak, that's Poshit. Fine. Now, that's the gear first, Aloch, we paskin, like the Mechaber.
Is that only if there's, meaning there's only kifti, how much is needed, meaning if the, everyone would keep Pasi Shol, then the beakers would be able to make more bread. Means you chesh b'nerem?
I don't think that applies today, that concept, correct. That's what you're asking. Today we'll make more bread. Now, fine. So number one, what's past Paltul Mais? We are Machmer, on a goy, less Mokum Chak. Now, we're saying there's a case of a Baal Bais is also Medina all the time, and past Paltul Mais is Mutter Mokum Chak. Now, what exactly is a case of Palter versus Baal Bais? How do you find? You have to find what Palter is and what Baal Bais is. So, the Ramah says, then let's say a past Baal Bais that was made to be sold. Baal Bais makes their own house, made to be sold, that's Palter. Why anything made to be sold as palter, made to be eaten by themselves, nothing together of Baal Bais. So the question you could ask, let's say you go over to a palter, a bakery, and say, make me specific things. And then they sell it to you. They're selling it to you, but only to you, not to anybody else. Is that past palter you have a heter? Which has the chak? There is no heter. Interesting question. What happened? They're not selling to the tzibur. The word that chodim is, a pas Baal Bais sells to the tzibur. That's the halacha. Palter has a heter mokum adchak. Let's say it's a factory, that's custom made. Right, what does limcha mean? It means that tzibur, the words of Rishonim, or one of the Paiskim, that tzibur, what about the yechidim? So, Tiri Mavuch among the Achonim, exactly how to look upon it. The other Yashba, we asked him this question, he says, what do you mean? A lot of people go to the bakeries, they pre-order exactly what they want, the exact style they want for any simchas. And the Chor, they're simming upon the head to pass palter. So he wants Taina, since it may be sold, no care of Das over here. Maisha should be motor.
Usually have certain styles, you pick what style you want.
Even though. Right. But since it may be sold, they're doing for being sold, he said, definitely get a paspalter. Ruba Zephraim, or Nevetel. Ashad is shading the Chalkis B'yomin, the Shemir Shabbos, B'chosso, and others want Taina. No. Maisha's idea is he did it for you. Are you paying for it? Who cares over here? And therefore, he wants title should be an issue when they're doing it specifically for you. It's possible by it's being made for you. It comes by companies being made specifically for you. One title might it's also. The only way that I wonder maybe a company is different is when you order from the company, the person who's making it has nothing to do with the person behind the counter, usually. So the question is, where's the cure of Das? No, but the cure of what's the swati machman a paspal bias made to be sold is paspalter. Paspalter made to give to you is paspal bias. Why is paspal bias? Because giving it to you cure of das. The guy who's making it has no shaykhus. He's like a palter. He's making it for money.
You can say that when a palter buys paspal bias and tries to sell it in the store, I can't buy because Basit Tefillah say, I, the guy who made it, never
gonna make it. Okay, so you want time to be also to. Or order from a store something specific that made specifically for you. We definitely get a paspal bais at no etter. Even welcome with chak. Okay. Ah, yes, machlokes. It's a shikol das question over here. Who's matter the Avnei Yashpo River was a family of Nevinzal. We wrote to all three of them. Those three will matter it. He's doing it to be sold. He's doing it for you. He's doing it for you, but he's doing it to sell to you. Right, no, that's my fault. I made the
thing. Is that the same thing as if like you put your name on a cake that's a generic cake, but they're putting your name on the icing?
No, that it was already made already.
That's already made, right?
Fine. Sif Gimel is aloha when you a palter invites his soul to his house. Now, the makor for this machlokes is Rashba and Ru'ah. The reason why the Rashba l'maisa wants to be mekel, he says aloha is go posim tchilosai. If tchilosai is palter, then he invites you to the house, the maisa to be mekel. The Ru'ah says the reason to be machmer is why go posim seifai, posim seifai, the maisa is inviting him to his own house. Therefore, should be nichel get a pas balabayis. That's machlokes. If so, they point out, if that's the same machlokes, the Mechabal Chura has a stira. The Mechabal and Sif Gimel bring down the loch Yesh Misha'imah. The loch is when the pater is his when you sold, the loch is yet to be machmer. It's like a pas balabai, so there is no heter ever, even mok matchak. That means it sounds like you're going boss of Saif. Mashenke, the loch and Sif Zayin, he says, Stam, you pass like the Rajbo. He says the loch is that when you have a pas balabai, and even if a palter bought from it, we go bichilosa biyosa. You have a pas that's a palter that a balabai bought from it, the mice always be much, you go boss of chilosa. The kash is the chur Sif Zayin says you only go bust chilosai, and Sif Gimel sounds like going bust seifai. The seifai to gdol achrayim. The shach ma'isa has two terusim over here. His first terus is it says over here yesh misha oimer, and those hold that way. They're all we don't pass that way. That's Sif Zayin. I mean, usually the clause is stam v'yesh oimer loch is stam. Here's a little bit backwards. It's yesh oimer v'stam, and still the loch is going to pass like a stam. The ma'isa to be mekel. And therefore, there's a pre-chodesh that goes this way. Kasek dolo by slach miyudo. The others are passed in the locha that we ignore the Sif Gimel over here. Asana Shani, the Shach has a second teretz. The Shach says when a goy invites you specifically, there's more of a tzad to be machmer. Kan korotve. Here the mice is worst. The Levushim to go this way. The Pitor, the Archaim HaKadosh says, the svara is very simple. Why to be machmer? What's the svara why Chazal is mekel? Alechim yichiodim, echai nefesh. Well, the mice is pas palter, there's no cure of das over here. Over here, he's inviting you to your house. And not Sahari, the Vada Chazal is not Matovim, it's not Chai Nefesh. This is cure of Nefesh. He's inviting you to your house to go eat pas palter. A gam made for the palter, but here, even the Rajbo, a gam, it's not a Sforo, but even those who follow the Rajbo will agree to Maishim Machma and say this situation is also because he made a cure of das, he invited him to his own house.
You mean that the Lashon of Chaber and Sabbath? He says the whole pas palter, and maybe he's going to invite you over to the house. That's the only reason why we're so mad from Pas Balbatim. That's what he says. So anything, ikur gzeri is over the etzlan. Everything else is just simple for that. So therefore, when he's invites over, it's mamash gzera.
That's the svara. Wati machma. It's very good. That's true, but you could argue that saying that's the why Chazal asked him, well, let's go bust chilasa. We don't look at that. I mean, this first text, the Shaka says, go bust chilasa. Chilasa, maisa, and the end day is palter. Question, look at the end day, the end is palter, or no, that's the non study, Salon asked it. The other Chassam Soivet said, Avada Retri Machmer, Chalil Lahokal. The Rachashul Maisa is Machmer. So that case, I think he's just trying to sell it to you, not making any cure of that. That case, tasting is that's what? Yeah, but that's for he's coming to sell it to you. That's it. It's enticement. Yeah.
But if it's like
you're
placing
your
football, because he likes you,
because he likes you, because he likes you, because he likes you, because he likes you, because he likes you, because first, the sheet is over. I mean, number one, we have the shach, first malach, newest place, when we make, ignore this halacha. Second malach, once they cure of dask, some slave wants to go this way. There's a third malach, the kusa kesev, brings down the son of the shach. He wants to tell you that when he made it, wasn't clear what it was. Now, when he gave it to you as a non sahadi, that it really wanted to be for himself, which could be not communicated upon the reasons. Now, just to take the second malach, how newest place can go. That can't encourage faith. Here, the mice, it's worse. The question is how far to take this concept over here. Let's say, for example, a guy buys from a palter, and then he invites you to come to his house, to eat in your house.
He
buys from a palter of a guy. No, he buys. A guy went to a bought from a bakery, Entman's cookies. Fine. Entman's has a head to pass palter, because Nichol get a yuffle, he'll get to. Now he comes to you, says, come to my house and sit down and come, I'd like to eat, serve you cookies. What's halacha in that case? He invites you to his own house to eat cookies over here. That has a head to pass palter. Do you have a head to this case? Is a nichol get a das balabayas? What? Right, so I said, according to the halacha of the second mouth of the shach, so I'm sorry for the Urcha Shulchan, says the chalkas bin Yobin, and the Atzah Erla says this already 100 years ago, he turns, still is also. That means even though the palter mamish made it, a factory mamish made it, and the guy bought it and invites you, that's worse. That means there are times you can be in a setting, an office setting, or the guy's house, he invites you and he serves you things in that past palter. There's no heter, according to the second malach. That means a master nafkamin over here. Let's take it a step further now. A guy invites you to go eat in the restaurant. That's past palter. So he's eating. He didn't. What exactly is that? So come on the chalak bin Yomim. He wants a machalik and say the words of his bin invites you to your house. That's kira of das. Where's the paiskim basically? But invite you to go out to eat on a business deal in a restaurant. That's not nichol get of his mino. His mino dak with the loshon of paiskim are his mino the basically to your own house. But his mino to eat in someone and a guy in the guy's house, someone else's house. Once tell the mice that case is more over here. Shmei Shabbos, Ami Ashmo. The Maisa in the Chalitz Bin Yom in the Meluim in the back, he says, his father, the Badai Shulchan, befakted upon him. Why? The Maisa is being Nechlin Gedim, he's Masmin, he's bound to the case of a past Balter. Therefore, the river Sephraim Maisa is Machma in that situation.
What was that?
The river Sephraim is Machma, like the Badai Shulchan, befakted upon his son, the Chalitz Bin Yom. And says, the Maisa is Nechlin Gedim, his according to Shach, Sakim Alech, should be also, according to some Sakim Shulchan, should be a problem. Go to the restaurant. Yes. One of the head to pass palter. Sorry? I know, I said, according to the pass the second shot. We go like Pichadish, Gnesik, Doyle, pass the first shot, 100%. We go like Sam Soyuz, says Khalil Lahokol, and it's the word Archa Shulchan to be Machmer, those who follow the second Malach, and that community is any time that a guy invites you, whether it's his own house, certainly, or casing the restaurant, those who want to tell him, it's also. And definitely get a pass by the bias, which will not have the head to. A paspalt only has a heter, Mokhmet Chakin. Who said this Nichol this heter is in a case of paspalt bias?
Sure, by a restaurant, there's
cure of that. Yeah, but the question over here is maybe he's the food over here. That's what we machmer. My cure of das. But the mice at the end of the day, what is the bread itself? The cure of das is what we have. He's inviting them to the food.
Well, that's the
miracle. In the house, the cure of das. Who said the restaurant's cure of das? You might a house is much more of kiruv das than a restaurant. Right. So the question is, do we extend more the lashon of paiskim? Paiskim is bebeisoi. Hizmin lebeisoi. Mechav doesn't say the word, but other paiskim say lashon of hizmin lebeisoi. Correct. Like washing. It means it gives you a cookie in a restaurant. That's true. That's correct. Correct. Sif Dalit is Dalocho when you already bought. Sif Dalit is the case where there's no pas palti yisol at smotzei, and then it came afterwards pas yisol. So what really comes out is the question: what happens when you already bought pas palter, and there was a het to mokum with chak, and then pas yisol came afterwards? So the shell of what the gist, the mechav over here is. At the end of the day, the pasuk will come out with the same thing. Question is it the sheet of the mechaber, or is it not the sheet of the mechaber? That means the shach sounds like he wants to argue the mechaber and say, once you bought a ma'aseh mutar, but it's not the mechaber. That's how Shaila Kuzikas said that even the mechaber agrees once it's bought the ma'aseh mutar. That means once you paskin, the pasuk come along and say, the loch is that once you bought pas palter beheter, mokum et chak, therefore the loch will be afterwards the ma'aseh mutar to go eat it even when there's pashas all around. Nafkin, they say, for example, let's say it's Motzei Pesach, and the only thing you'll buy is pas palter, seder. Now come along the next day, and you want to eat it, now there's pasas all around. Once it's mut to go buy it in the hands of Yisrael, you can eat it even the next day, even though there's pasas all around. They do discuss, let's say, you're in a case, you're in a sod, you're traveling to pit stop, and you got pas palter. Now you went to a mokim, to a place that is pas Yisrael. Not that the time that pas Yisrael came to the place, you went to place of pas Yisrael. Is there a difference? There's no doubt about Tashkas. Mitzchus Yitzchak writes in this case no doubt about Tashkas. If you want to be machmer.
Why not?
Why? He's discussing on. He says, Yechosh Vashitas. Dan Weiss is writing on this case when you go to a mocker. He's discussing when you go from England to flying to America, to Israel, the past Israel. What? Oh, so you mean read the Chokhmah Zodom and sound like it might be different, but my supposed you can say there should be no difference. Never there's the Olech Lamasecha or the Chokhmah Zodom, they say there's no difference. Who came to what? Never either case, whether you're in an airplane or flying, or whether it came to you, you came to it, Lamaisha not make a difference. Once the passport was beyond Yisrael, Lamaisha there's a head over here. Sifei is a case when you have pas palter that's around and pas yisrael is around, but pas palter of a goy is better yofa than the case of a pas yisrael. That means the question now is: we are machmer for the locha of pas palter is osmay akum unless it's mokum chak. The question is: what's the word yofa? Let's say it's better. Pas of a goy is better than pas yisrael. The first, why should we have this concept? Wisdom of Korah that yofa should be better. They point out b'esam the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says kama no pas zu. Rabbi said how no. Therefore, said the Cheridea, the Deek of the Gemara is Kamenor, the fact that it's better. That's where they're coming for this Chilik. Where's the Makar to Mechalik? No, that's the question. Kamenor?
No, it means pretty.
Fine, so what is Kamenor? So the question is, what's Yafa?
Also, another word.
Fine, the question, of course you have to find the word. The question is, what's first? Number one, where's the Makar for Yafa? They point out this Lashon of Rabbi in the Gemara. That's the Gedolei Chen want to point out. Now, the law question is: is this nichel heter mokum etchak? That means the Rashba, the Ran, the Bingdan, the Ben Yona, the one taina that just like with no pass around the ma'aseh it's mutter, even if it's pass around the pass akum is yofa is better, also be mutter. Even in that situation the ma'aseh be mutter. That means even if you pass like the mechaber to be machmer when it's yofa, also there's no yisrael around and be mutter. Atzal Shani came on the Torah. And he says, he calls this Rashba, so what are you talking about? Where's the Shamin's Chai Nefesh? Where's the Shamin Alechem Yechiyotim? You have what to go eat. Why the Maestim be Michael for? So in Machloikis, the Locha of the Rashba, verse the Torah, is there a heter of Mokum Chak as a case of Yafo? Is that Nicholas' concept over here? Come on, the Mechaber, and it brings down Losh Yish, Oimim, those who will be Michael in the case of Yafo. Now, there is a question again, how do we the Mechaber says Losh Yish, Oimim? Come look at Moshe Tshuva, and he says the fact that he brings down no chokim in the mechaber, but ikar he's passing lekulo. And similarly, the Olim saw the Shach, it's a contest already before it. He said, "Os bnei Ashkenaz lemaisa be machm against Ramah, even though Kvan Shmashra Minig." However, what's Yafa lemaisa can be mekel. That means to point out, look, the reason why women mekel on Yafa is kein svek svekel. Number one, who said to be machman paspalter on all mokum etchak? The mol meisim mekel. Number two, even won't be machman paspalter mokum etchak. Maybe yofet nechel get a mokum etchak. That's Rash b'shito. So that's why the meisim. At the end of the day, the bnei Ashkenazim, even the bnei Yisrael, the meisim that mekel was a case of yofet. That means you look at the achronim, whether it's Pesach Gdol and Pichodesh and the Zifchei Tzedek HaVachayim, the Bnei Yisrael, the Maisa, their Mekel, or the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Chochma Sodom, and the Chassam Sofer, the Kitzer, the Moshe, the Maisa, their Mekel, they come along and say that Yofet Nichalim get a Mokum Etchak, and therefore the Maisa will be Mutter, even though there's passing all around. Oh, so now that's what we lead to. Now we have to find... Now the question is, what's the definition of Yofet? In other words, Yafo Oyd Min Acher. What's Yafo Oyd Min Acher? What's the title? What do the words mean? So let's say it tastes a little bit better. It tastes a little bit better. It's fresher. What does that mean? What's Yafo? Let's say it tastes a little bit better. Says the Pritayer, the Rechaim HaKadosh. He says the fact that Ksas Revach out of it, that's you have a heter. Otherwise, to Sefer's Oyning, there's no heter. Tastes a little bit better, there's no heter. Well, the heter Yafo means was Ksas Revach. What does Ksas Revach mean? So the way how the Chakas Bilim explains, it means that either you'll be surveyor more from it. The past of your soul won't be surveyor, this will be more surveyor. Or he says in the case, will you eat more of a goyka, it tastes better. So it does more for you, ksas revach. But dam, toysevus oinig? That no. Or the way the other from Ainama, I want to explain the pre-tire, means when you're saving money. Fine. But otherwise, toysevus oinig dam that tastes better, the one that is no heter. Therefore, the Daka Tshuva brings down the Tree Torah this way. The Pisrei Halacha Forest brings it down this way. We have a Shmuel Felder. It's brought down. The Shmuel Felder says he does not understand why people eat Stelladora cookies. Doesn't understand. What's the heter? The seventh Einig. There's no heter. It's Tree Torah. Doesn't understand why the Maaseh be Mekel.
What? There's no other option, also. No, there's no pass your soul
though.
So first, I'll sell a sheni. They point out they the Mayim wants Taino. The Pitoya Be'etzim is arguing upon the Rishonim. The words of the Rashba, the Ran, is Sh'orv lo yoser. Orv lo means it's sweeter, it tastes better. The type word of the Rishonim Be'etzim, it's sweeter. Sh'orv lo yoser. Or Arv not. It means it tastes better over here. And the Chalitz B'Yomini brings it down, this Pitoya, he says, steam is a place, but not the way. The word Yafa means Yafa. And therefore they want Taino and the Musar Chodim down. No, the word of Yafa means it tastes better. Whether it's where the time is, whether where how it looks, it tastes better means it tastes better, and therefore we'll have this heter. That means the question is, what's nichel yafo? Those who want taino, it's not nichel again of yafo, and has a tayseves oinig. Numas from what taino is, you can say especially the bnei askenaz, which is a chumruk taino, maybe it's nichel again of yafo over here. Therefore, for example, a moshe in a tshuva about eating pretzels. He's once again involved with Bayam Pasak. And we said, the Maisa wants to get a Yafa. And these companies, some odd reason, the Jewish companies cannot make it that way. It cannot be a Nichol that over here of Yafa. The Maisa can eat it.
You could eat it.
Moshe Shuvah Fresel said, no problem. Nichol get a Yafa. That even the Chabad agrees to Yafa is Motor. Now, the question is so number one, what is Yafa? To say, it's only Machlokes, the numerous places can we make it. Number two, let's say something is cheaper. Is that nichel get of yafa? So that's really clear this question in two ways. Number one, is it nichel get of yafa? Number two, maybe it's nichel get of chak when something is cheaper. Mokum et chak, make a pas palter. What happens if something is cheaper? You clear is it nichel get of yafa? Clear is nichel get of chak. That's aleph. Another way of clearing it, you clear nichel bnei svar, that they are be'ikam machmer, where do they put under what category? You clear nichel bnei ashkenaz, for them it's a chumr over here. So the way Moshe brings down for the bnei svarit, he wants kind of a cheaper the meiser, no heter. Tosefes oinig yafa is heter, but cheaper there's no heter, and therefore there's safer bishul yisrael. The Lomar Sugya bishul yisrael is safer 700 pages. So inside over there, he brings down that to have Felder spoke to Eliashiv about it. He said for the bnei svarit, there's meiser no heter. Bnei svarit there's no heter. Asad Hasheni the meiser, the pitoyer zochet tzedek kavachayim. They were saying, the Maisa, what is the reason to be Mekel? Because Manazef from Nei Svart, he says, because if what will happen, there's not enough passes all around. If everyone bypasses your all, the price will go skyrocketing. So it says over there, the reason why they're being mekel, because the price will go skyrocketing. Of course, a lot of money. So it sounds like they're taking the price into account, and they're going to get a mekel. Now, so we could say, the mice of Nays, so two things over here. Number one, from the name Ashkenaz, come over fell, and they say, look, for Biashim. Biashim says, this heter of, there is no heter only from Nays Svart. For them, it's a chumrah. From the Ashkenaz, the mice is only a toy lachmer. If it's cheaper from Nays Svart, the Ashkenaz, the mice can be mekel. They can get a yoffel. And Kumi, they can get a yoffel, the mice can be mekel. Of course, the mice said, no, there is no heter across the board.
The ghetto is cheaper, it's the same ghetto as buying by
produce. That's the question. That's the shaylo. I'll tell a shlishi, just what comes out. The way Anubis HaKhon go, the Pesachai Alocha or Noim Alocha, the one time it depends the amount of difference in price, which is the stock is for over here. That means if it's 10 cents, what is that? If it's double the price, it could be also look upon the person himself. What's under that category? If it is a large nicker amount, a mechir, that's a basic difference over here, and sounds like that's why they have a chayim, if it's going to be mekel over here, that's ridiculous, it goes so much more, that'll be nichel geta maybe a chak. If it's a small amount, then maybe there's a reason to be machm over here. Less than clear, maybe from the Ashkenaz, more of a svar to be mekel. That means if there's a difference in the price, really what came out over here, the bnei svar, they're more machmer, the Ashkenaz, they're more mekel, and they certainly can take into account how much the chilik of the mechir that is over here. They discuss similar to that, let's say it's a tercho. Move a tercho. Let's say to travel, it's in the city, but to travel a half hour.
So an extra
or let's say, let's say tercho for most people. Or another case, someone asked the shadow that he can go, the bakery is out over here, but to find parking, it takes a massive time. Doesn't get a tercho over here. What is that? So the chalkas, Yom Lamaisi, he's machman on the mechir. He said it has to be shatz chaku yofer in the pas itself. So you don't take the price in account. We don't take tircha in account. Don't take in account. The mice and those who say we do take the price in account, the shtark is for it. Take tircha. Time and money is the same thing. And the shtark is for it to take both of them into account.
Tachos,
you
have
to
have everything, right? All the Jewish companies make the cookies, they make the pasta.
Next. Sivov, we didn't get the cookies and cakes. That's Sivchas. Or Sivov Pesim. Sivov is a case where you have Mechab Sazo Locho, where you have bread with an egg on top of it. The question is, do you have a Yapi Machmash on the Sukha Bishal Akam was a Tafel or not? So come along, Mechab Namoda Machlokis. The Mechab Meister says it's a case over here that's Tafel. Therefore, the column of Pasakam, therefore, a person can be Mechel. Tashin, the Mechab says no. Mice is not bottles on top of it. And if you have the halachat mi machmer, look among the swarm, had the paskin, the meisvah, the meisvah mekel, the ashkos, the meisvah machmer. The question is, what exactly is this a kimto? That means a simple understanding is the eggs on top of it. Let's say it's a glaze on top of your challah. A glaze. That's certainly must be machmer. What about a glaze? Come along the Aruch HaShulchan, he wants a taino. This whole entire case over here is when there's something that's tangible. This egg on top of it, you baked it inside of it, on top of it. Why you have a bayah over here that the egg over here has been cooked on top of this bread? But something that's a glaze, where you close your eyes, you touch the challah, you can't see, you have no idea that's there. Chazusa ba'alma, just a glaze per se. He wants to tell you that's not the machlokes mechabed amo, and he wants to make them. Daik Hatshuva, Minchasitzka, and others want to say that way. I've started sharing, they point out, the goyin over here writes, the case over here is only marv chazusa ba'alma. We're doing that way, numerous gudal achorinim. And in that case, machlokes mechabed amo, kunamol, amai sepi machmer.
What is the case according to the other ones?
Oh, they hold this. No, it's not. It's something that's tangible. Egg that you baked on top of it. Yeah. So there is machlokes what the kibd over here is. But Vosna and Chalk Noma says the ma'aseh be machmer according to Amor Shito, by case of glaze. Others want to know the glaze is not the kibd of the machab de Amor. That means machlokes what a glaze is has a chumas of bishul adam chumah bishul akum. There was mamshich the sugya of pasa babakistan. No, so there you, it's tangible. Kodem mob, be a problem. That's only tangible, 100%. Kodem mob, be a problem. Kodem mechab won't be. Now, come along the mob, bring down the locha of pasavob kisim. That means again to answer pasavob the pasakim, you have to define what the akim is. They did. You have to find the locha palter. And number three, you have to find what the gedar pas is. What is pas? The main thing is when the nichol gedar pas will have the head to pas palter. With nichol gedar bishul. will not have that to pass Balter. Yet leheter, if it's not Oila Shulchan Lochem or Nechel Chai. So basically, we have to find what is pass or what's not pass. Whatever is pass, leheter pass Balter over here. So come on, the Ramah says, you have a case of Minim Etzika, it's called Lekach, cake, is Nechel get a pass. The Ramah is black or white, cake is pass. Now the question is, what defines pass? Why is that Nechel get a pass over here? So the Klal says the basis of Kofi Gimel, that Moshe Ba'os brings it down, and the Taz, and the Goyim said the Klal is very simple. When you learn the Sugya in Kisim Kof Samaches and Rechayim, that something called a Passover Bekistin, that something Kver Suda, you're going to wash a bench, like right now you're making mezainis upon it, that's pass. The definition over here says the Taz and the Goyim, that Moshe Ba'os, is if you're Kver Suda, you wash a bench, that's pass. Therefore, you have the Klal of Pass Balter. If you wash a bench, you will not make a Bechta Muslim upon it. You won't wash a bench. Then Nechel Negeta of Bishul. Now the Klum Negeta is Sim Kofi Gimel. Therefore, says the Shach, the way he says it over. Let's say I have a case of spaghetti. Spaghetti has no Torah Lechem. Therefore, you eat as much spaghetti as you want. What's Halacha? You do not make a Moiti and make a Bechta Muslim. You have no Torah Lechem. Therefore, we not Nechel Negeta pass on the Klum Bishul Akum. Another thing says the Shach, you have a case of a blila raka. That means you have something that is not a thick dough, but something that pours over here, a liquid batter. Kamal the Shach, coming from the Ramah, the Rivosh, the loch is if you even kvair suit upon it, you're not going to wash the bench. Now, specifically, blila raka, we don't pass it that way. And therefore, the base made, Abnez and others are Chashulchan, the Mefakik upon how in the world the Shach said this, we don't mention that passing this way, you pass it even blila raka. Have a get out of the kvayas suda, you have to wash a bench. But the mesa, at the end of the day, whether that's the halacha or not, but the klal is very simple. The klal is something that you wash a bench. The halacha is has get a pass. So you do not wash a bench. Have the get out of bishul akum when you kvayas suda. Therefore, the cases you have to know, a pretzel. If you eat a shir kvayas suda, you have to wash a bench. Whether it's a soft pretzel or hard pretzel. So you have to know. That means the question is Nechel get a bishul? Like, tell me if it's Nechel bishul, be more to anyway, tell Oyel Shulchan Malachim. But if something you wash a bench, go learn Hilchos Brachos. Numerous places can say you wash a bench on pretzels. And why the Ulm doesn't do is a big shell among the Achonim, why? And a lot of places can say you have to. And Chanam says that Moshe Nechel get a pass. And therefore, only as pass paltav is Yafo you have a heter. Otherwise, you have no heter with a case of pretzels. So, what about the case of these breakfast cereals?
The inside.
Any cookies, if you have sit down and have kvias suda, you have to wash a bench. Again, if anything you sit down and kvias suda, you have to wash a bench. That would be the lacha pass. Otherwise, one of the heter. Therefore, let's say these breakfast cereals. Zaytsev Bracha discusses this case of ugi vishugi. So my kids showed me what ugi vishugi is. I actually checked last night. We have in the house. They're little small cookies. Little small cookies, they pour milk on top of it. Oogie is small, sugi is?
Rice cake.
So, these oogie, the little small cookies, if you sit down and eat 5 bowls of it, which no one does, but if you do, you have to wash a bench. You have to wash a bench. So these oogie, I checked the box, it said mezainis on it. Oh, it could be a sweet. The oogies, So, vizay said bracha, he brings down. Machlok is among the Svarim, Shlomo Zalman, or Biyashu, they say, Lamaisa, the small cookies. You eat 5 bowls of cereal, you have to wash the bench over here. Mashaki, the Bingjan of Scheinberg, Lamaisa, they're very small, there's no Torah Lechem. Torah Lechem means has to have a Torah Lechem. Devri says, they don't have to wash the bench over here. The Nafkamina will be, do you need them to be past Akim or not? According to Shlomo Zalman, according to Biyashu, they have a heter. If any Yafabahem as past Palter, it's Klolim. Mashenke in the Kontra of Scheinberg had a ghetto of Bishalakim with the Ulish Hochmalakim, the Maisbi Mutter. The Rabbi Belsky discusses it for us Americans. He says grape nuts or Captain Crunch. Those things, he said, are the same question. According to Shalom Zalbi Yashim, the Chor will have a Bayah, Yafbi Machmer, the Suga Pasfalter. If you have nothing, Yafbam can be Makel. Mashenke, if you say it's Nichol Ghetto of Bishal, so Belsky is not Ulish Hochmalakim, the Maisbi can be Makel. What? But Belsky says grape nuts and Captain Crunch and Nichol get a wheat. If there's no wheat, then that's in his case. If you think it's not the Matthias, right? Fine. What the Matthias is? The main case Oyler discusses is a case of Cheerios. Now, The Gate of Cheerios. We'll have to get a little shulchan aruch and what that defines. Now, negate Cheerios. So, v'zayis habracha, he discusses Cheerios in the third print, makes it machlokes from Zalman and v'yachir verse of Scheinberg. Mashiach in somehow in the fourth and fifth print, he took it out. I'm not sure why he took it out for it. Rav Mander, he personally told me that he was an Eretz Yisrael. Rav Mander is one who wrote the Sefer on Brachos in English. So he says, you know, so he's on the way to the airport. He stopped off by Shlomo Zalman by his house. He brought him a box of Cheerios. Showed it to him. Shlomo Zalman picks this up. He never saw what these things before. He said, people actually eat these things. So what are these things? Lamaisi says they're small bagels. Little hole inside. They have Torah Lechem. Torah Lechem. I don't know if he said small bagels. He said that Torah Lechem. And therefore, this farming down, the Shlomo Zalman says, the Cheerios have get Torah Lechem. You Chris, you do five bowls. You have to wash the bench. They bring down the Issachar of Yashiv and said, if you have your quest, you have to wash the bench. Afsad HaShani, Rav Scheinberg and others want to argue and said, no, get out of Torah Lechem. That means numerous cases you have no Hilchos Brachos, no how to apply it. Therefore, the question is, number one, is the Torah Lechem upon it? Number two, there is a Svar, the Svar I'm like bringing down, that maybe Cheerios are not made through the act of a fear baking, through the act of toasting. I mean, they bring up a Forsheimer or others bring down this concept that's not an act of baking. I'm not exactly sure what that means. I just say I don't know what that means exactly. The one time is not nichel the get of a fee at all, and therefore we'll not have this chumah of pas hakum. Now it comes out again, the get to Cheerios on the tzad that's nichel the getter of pas. There are two questions. Why in the world are we eating Cheerios? So you could say, and people tell me, but some odd reason the kosher brands cannot make as good as the brand. As the as Cheerios, as Kellogg's, or General Mills. I'm sorry, General Mills. And therefore, they want Taina. If you hold that Yofmehem is Toysevis Oiding, Lamaisit's Motor, Hevel will come out if that's his Svarti Michael. We'll get to Seresi made Shuva. A Seresi made Shuva will not have had to. You cannot eat Cheerios in a Seresi made Shuva. Or on Shabbos, we'll get to. You cannot eat these things on Shabbos. Outside of Shani, you can tell me Cheerios, you're definitely together of Bishul.
What? You said a Shabbos cereal.
Or you can tell me on the Cheerios, you're together of Bishul. They've only had this chumun against Seresi Meir Tshuva. Another thing they discuss is these wraps that...
Wait, isn't it Shabbos? Don't Shabbos be able to answer any Shabbos that if it's nothing better?
No, we'll get it, no. And another case is wraps. Wraps in the Hebrew is... Tortilla. So the question also negates wraps, do they have to be passed this role or not? Or get Yofimem or not Yofimem? So also, again, it's a Sugya Brachet. Bima Bucha and Sugya Brachet, the Kriya Sudi, to wash a bench. Now those will say yes, those will say no. After me, is it on the Sugya Pass, on the Sugya Bishul. That means that at the end of the day, what you're going to do with certain cases, I mean, Stella Dora cookies, of course, are looking to get a pass. Stella Dora cookies are a pass. So therefore, Kriya Sudi, you have to wash a bench. Entenmann cookies are the same thing. Oreos is the same thing. These things are bad. Only had to why we're being made nechel get of yofo, nechel get of b'shas etchak. If you tell me get Oreos that are from Pashkis that taste just the same, I said if. Or you tell me get the same cookies like Entenmann that's just the same, the l'chor we pass on the shakl will have no heter. Negated Cheerios, you can start climbing back and forth. What exactly is Cheerios under what category over here? Sorry? Shreddies? It'll be the same if you curse you to wash a bench? So there those, I think those are tiny, is that true as a pass? The question really is Lakshan Kugel. Now, Shaman Kugel, is that the Shaman Kugel? Is it the Torah Lechem or not Torah Lechem? If you sit down and have five pieces of Shaman Kugel,
like spaghetti.
So someone tiny, that what is spaghetti that's put all together, spaghetti, not to Torah Lechem, but put together, no Torah Lechem. Therefore, it has no Sugya Pass, Sugya Bishul. Mashiach and Yashiv says, but now it's together, now it's the Torah Lechem. Scooby shredders are the same thing. Each one by itself is nothing. They're put together now. They're shredded. You see each piece put together. They're together. The shredded. You mean the cube shredded thing they're together, right? So they're different pieces that are put together. So you look at the end of the day, according to Yashiv, might be a baya. But most places can say, no, you look at each one by itself, divas not to alechem, they get a bishul not pass, and then you get involved with a cereal, it's other shulchan malachim, that most places can say, no, I'll come to those one time, it is other shulchan malachim, because the Queen of England does eat cereal. Well, that's another question that the next Simakovia came up. Sif Zayin, is aloha when you buy for the pas of a balabayis and went to a palter, a pas of palter with a balabayis, mentioned before, and machlokes rashman, oh, go bust the kilos or bust the soif. The mice that we paskin over here, when it's not a case of hizman, like the rashman, the round, avadu go bust the kilos and not bust the soif, well, the kulukhumra. That means if it was pas of a balabayis and a palter board, it would be osir, pas the palter with a balabayis board, the mice will be mutter. Simches is the case when you have pas balabayis. I mean, until now, basically the design is pas palter. Simchas the sugar pas palabayas. When there is no pas palta at all, not of a goy, not of a soul, zero heter pas palabayas. The pashas of the machaber and sip beis, there's no heter at all pas palabayas. That's the words of the machaber, there's no heter at all, losh in the Rambam. Over here, he brings down, it sounds like those ones say, what do you make all? So again, so first, among the Rishonim, the Rambam said there's no heter, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ben Ruchim, there is no heter. Atzal Hasheni, the Ra'ah says there's a heter pas palabayas, where there's nothing around. And the Dalai says they always had to pass balabayas, Tosfos and the Mordechai. The question is how exactly how to go paskin. So come on the Mechaber, come on the Pichodesh and the Bnei Svart. They say it's a stam v'yish orim, halachic is stam. It's a beit verse of ches, and therefore there is no heter pas balabayas, even when there's no pas palta around of a Yisrael or of a guy, either one ma'aser to be machmavir. That's still how the Bnei Svart go. Now in that, however, atzal sheni, that's Bnei Svart. The Ashkenaz Yamal come along and says you don't have to wait for a pas kosher v'chein noigim. That means if there is no pas around the maisa, it can be makel and either case of a pas balabayas. That means number one is a heter pas palter. We are machmal less makom tchak. Is a heter pas balabayas? There's no pas at all around the bnei ashkas. The maisa are makel. Now the question is in the bnei svard, when they the maisa are machmal on pas balabayas, are there any times the maisa they'll be makel?
All things relevant
to
today's trade.
It's irrelevant unless you have a shkacha to it. Yeah, if you don't, let's say all flour and water. Yes. Let's be settled for the first thing in the Chabura.
Now it comes up.
Now, pas balabayis, is there any heter even according to the Mechaber? So come along the Rishonim, they're bringing down the Goyinim, the truth of the Goyinim. Two different cases over here. One case is when a person went for 3 days and did not eat. Another case was the Kovod Shabbos. Now just, what do those two kimtas mean to be makel even in the Mechaber's world? Again, pas balabayis has no heter. First case over here is, you went 3 days and you did not eat. Now, what do those words mean?
Didn't eat bread, no?
Did not eat bread? Or did not eat food?
Didn't eat food.
So, Connor, what level is that? So, you want to So, the Lashon of the Rashba is right, it's called the Foshas. The words of the Torah over here, they did not eat mamish anything at all. And therefore, Ben Ruch and Mukiyosa, they say over here, the Lashon over here, it did not eat. Didn't eat at all. Aksana Sheni, look at the Ritva, and he says, did not eat pas. And the Pichodus, the Chetzelek, Ben Ishchai, they bring down, did not eat pas. Da'ke Tshuva, Kavachayim, did not eat pas. It seems to me, over Vucho, I see the Chalk of Ben Yomim declares this question. He said, Sorachin, and those say, not pas. He says, read the Torah, it means you have to eat, did not eat at all. So one question, when he did not eat for 3 days, what does that mean, pas, or at all? And it seems to me, Machalik, you showed him and placed him what that means. Maisa, whatever that means, we are makel. Each one onto the dome. Those one time means daf did not eat at all. Those one say did not mean eat any pas. Which really leads to really the next question. Kovod Shabbos is a heter mitzvah oinig Shabbos. Kosel Shabbos oinig, that means to eat pas. What does that mean? You don't have what to eat at all on Shabbos? Same question. Or does it mean you did not have what to eat pas on Shabbos? What? So again, you read the Rishonim slowly. The words the Rabban of the Rashban Chedushim says Oslos Anis. The Rashban the Kotzer says you don't know what to eat on Shabbos. Losh the Torah Tashpatz that way. And therefore it says again that's one way. And the Kavachaim in Simon Shinuchav Heinul Shabbos says it means you do not have what to eat at all. That's what it means. And I think I have two rights to this. It means not what to eat at all. There are two Mishnah Berurahs. One is a Mishnah Berurah in Simon Reish Ayin Dalad, which brought down the Ma'amokim sheet. The Mishnah over there says you do not have what to eat past the Solemn Shabbos. You can go eat pas of a palter on Shabbos, even those who are being machmer, but here they can be mekel. Why? So he sends you to the people. God has the sugya of Eva of Sif Tesvav. So why is it mutter? It's not worse than the case of Eva causing fights. That means it'd be matter to eat pas palter on Shabbos, but the sugya of Eva. What do you mean? If the case of Eva means not to eat, you don't have any pas on Shabbos, means you can go eat, you have to go eat them, all the Shannon Pais can be to be mekel. It's one raya. A second way in Simon Shin Chofei and Sivdal, the Mechaber says, let's say you sold him any pass on Shabbos, what to go do? It means that the Yishma team to go buy from a guy that he made pass on Shabbos. Goy made pass on Shabbos, and you can go buy it and eat it. In fact, the bialocha, how is pasakum, paspalabayas? And the bialocha, you know why? Because paspalti, he made to go sell it to the people of the city. One of the bayah pasakum. What do you mean? He has no pas of Shabbos what to go eat. So Elamaya means over here what to not eat. Pasha means not what to eat of, at all on Shabbos. Not means pas, means not to what to eat at all. The case of it to be make on Shabbos here, he could not eat anything on Shabbos. Now perish nothing. That's one malach. That's not a shame, they point out. You read the Ramban, Muk Yosef, the Aruch Chaim, they say you don't have any pas on Shabbos. Whereas the Rajbo, in the Ha'aruch, we're talking about the Beis Yosef, you don't have any pas on Shabbos. And therefore, if you look at the Vadi Yosef, or Menuchas Zahavo, they come on and say, before Shemechab and Simchin Chofei Yosef Talit, the Mechab over there says, Allah is, you can go buy pas, we're going to go eat on Shabbos, you have no other pas. I have other foods to go eat. Either be Allah says what he says, very nice, but Simchin Mechab is not that way. And therefore, in any case, even a pasbala bais can go eat when you don't have any pas to eat on Shabbos. So there is a mevucha among the achoinim on these two kimtas, both on the case when you're fasting. And on the case of Shabbos, what do those words mean? Does that mean a case fasting from everything, or dafka from pas? And Shabbos means dafka pas, it means everything. Again, I think for the mishmur, it's very clear that means the case over here means you have nothing to eat. If you have what to eat, just not pas, that would be only a het to pas palta, not a het to pas bala bais. That's all mechaber shita, correct? All mechaber, and the Ramah shita, mice is motor, 100%, correct? That means only mechaber shita, 100%. Now, just the loch at the end of the day, will come down very simple for us bnei Ashkenaz. Paspal for mice we're machmal lesser yofloi, and the case over here, a paspal bias, we're also makel. There's nothing around of any pas to go eat v'chein noigim. However, there are two times where you have to know the cholim for even the Ashkenaz.
Maybe he's one in the mechaber that you have nothing to eat, not just bread. The Ramah.
No, he says no. He said no. He has no bread over here to eat. That is not starving. That's kasim lachol starving. She ain't part of motzi klal motzi blah blah. It means it's only happen. I'll pass kosher. You don't have to pass.
Yeah.
Now, however, you have to know the cholim for the bnei Ashkenaz for two times. That means we are machmer two times: one by seres meitshuva and one by Shabbos yontif. That means the Mechaber and Archaim, Simon Tofer, Eshkimel, Bingzam, that even those who make all around a paspalter, the loch is you have to machman paspalter on the sesame shuva, put up on the shach over here, the place can bring down this chumr over here. Now, when we say this chumr to be machmer, this is shaila how far the chumr is. Is it Yesh Lezar, or Sechiyim, or Roy, or Nochoyim? But Maisa, that's what we go do over here. Now, when it says to be machmer, what about when it's Yafa? Is he being machmer also? They point out, who's saying this chum over here? It's the Mechaber Shita. The Mechaber Shita is, you have no heter pas palter. Unless the Mechaber Tchak. That means the Mechaber says to be machmer and says to make shuva. Once he's saying to be machmer and says to make shuva. Even the Mechaber Tchak is saying to be machmer. That means, why is Yofa mutter? Yofa is mutter, nichal Mechaber Tchak. Mechaber Tchak, the Mechaber is saying to be machmer over here and says to make shuva. The Yofa said in Minchas Yaakov, he said, read the Shach slowly. The Shach said, Allah is, we'll give machmer. In the case of a Sesame Shuvah, unless it's a case of all year round, the case of Yafo. It says, you read the Shach is saying, about to be machmer in the case of Yafo. That means we're going to be making, let's say, an Entimans, and sell Dorias and Oreos. However, the Loch is, but not a Sesame Shuvah. Because there is no head of Mokum and Chak over there on Pas. There's no head over there of Yafo by the case of a Sesame Shuvah. That means those cases, the mice, you have to be machmer over here. On cases, what? That's first thing you get to a Sesame Shuvah. They get to Shabbos. So the Loch and Simon Reishman base, the brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, is a Hanhogan Kleisol to make your own pass. Minig, or maybe the Kohen of Ezra, Shehal among the Rishonim, to make your own pass. Why to make your own pass? The Mishmur bring down three reasons. One, mitzvah the sugya of Kovod Shabbos. The second reason, mitzvah to do the mitzvah of Afroshes Chala. And third reason, why to have pass Yisrael on Shabbos. There's an Indian that a person should have pass Yisrael. Now there are those who disagree. There's Eli Rabba, Tezir Shabbos says, where's the Makar for that? But Maisa, Magavram, and the Paiskim Maisa Mingdam, which where it says that Lochel Maisa, we're Machmer to have Pas Yisrael on Shabbos. Now, what does that mean? To be Davka Lechem Mishra, even with Toicha Sudo? Since the Sharitin means even with Toicha Sudo. Means Lechem Mishra, and Toicha Sudo. Chaim Kinevsky says means even all day. That means you want to eat cereals on the Tzad, it's Pas Yisrael, Pas Akum, but in Yofaloi? According to, if it's Nichol Geta of Pas, the Maisa should not have a case of Shabbos over here. That means your Stelladuris and your Oreos and all these things that nothing get a pass. You want to say he's Mutat's Yachaloi, who you won't have a Heter on Shabbos. That means even though, again, we at the end of the day, we have these Heterim out there, nothing get a Yachal, But you have to know the klolim negate to the sugya on Shabbos. And the says made shuva. Says made shuva sounds like more of a shtak between machmer and Shabbos and more of an ahokah shaboy. But actually, either one, both of the ma'isa we are machmer, not David, even the mokum atchak. Even with tziyafaloi, the ma'isa will be machmer and not to have it in these akimtas. I bet you next time we'll finish off the simon.